This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Morgan Springer, in for Kate Botello this week. So David, I have something I want you to listen to.
I'm stuck cohabitating in the 8x10. 20 in and I'm relegated to spend 2 life bids in this place. Deflated. 2-inch mattress flattened by past occupants. A bright night light for counting us like cattle.
That's Yusuf Qualzel. I met him at a writing workshop called Writer's Block outside Detroit.
So what kind of writing workshop is this?
It's a poetry workshop at a prison, and these guys say that poetry has changed them. And some of the volunteers that work with them say the same thing, like Michael Brown.
Any one of the guys in our group, I would let them watch my child. And I know what has transpired in the past. And that's the power of poetry.
Why, Mr. Stamen?
24, Writer's Block meets once a week at Macomb Correctional Facility.
That's all we have on the cards, bro.
The inmates file in dressed in navy and orange jumpsuits. 8 poets, most of them serving life sentences. Jonathan Rajeski is one of 3 volunteer facilitators.
I want to suggest we do some poetry just because we have limited amounts of time.
They go around the room. Each poet stands and faces the group to read. Maurice Sanders reads a poem called Nothing Left. It's about making a call from prison to a loved one and getting someone else instead, realizing the loved one is gone.
Not since I mustered up the strength to call you and say hello, the moment they picked up the phone and told me that you left without saying goodbye and left me with a smile that doesn't smile, with a heart that stores no love, with a pair of eyes that doesn't express anything, absolutely and completely nothing, so there's nothing left but me. I don't speak with my eyes anymore. There's no excitement, no drive, no passion, no happiness, no joy, no purpose. There's only me. There's nothing left.
After reading, they give feedback. Somebody thinks Maurice is saying a woman left him, but Fred Williams has a different interpretation.
I took it a little differently than someone just actually moving on. I took it like someone departed, moving on in that kind of way. And when you call someone and that person don't answer the phone, someone else answers the phone and giving you the bad news. Is that what it is or?
Yes, like you said, it's like more of a grieving poem. It's something that you didn't know existed until you took the call. When you made the call and you asked for them and they're like, well, they did.
Right there, though.
A few of them are pointing to their hearts.
That's where it hurts.
That's where it hurts.
They're saying, that's where it hurts.
I saw a man cry today because reality set in, seeping gradually through his conscience, and the contents had him boxed in. Said he ain't felt free since 9, maybe 10, and every thought is an angering experience. I saw a man cry today.
That's Raymond Hall, who goes by Umar. He's describing a young man he liked to talk to through the bars in another prison block.
Felt like nothing was really his, the middle kid, the black sheep, the outcast. Always wanted his right now, thinking there won't be none left. I saw a man cry today, and I felt sad, because I could see where he's coming from.
A majority of the men in the workshop have been convicted of homicide. 6 of them are serving life sentences, and 4 of those were convicted as juveniles. But Jonathan Rajeski says whatever they did shouldn't restrain their voices.
I mean, the fact of the matter remains that there's people, you know, and that they shouldn't necessarily be stripped of their rights in that kind of just ability to write, think, read, speak. They shouldn't be deprived of that based on a mistake that they made. In some cases, they didn't make a mistake at all. A couple of these guys maintain their innocence.
One poet who does not claim innocence is James Fuson. He's called Jay. He's one of the most prolific writers in the group. Jay writes in tiny font, cramming dozens of poems onto a single page. He's got spreadsheets and color coding to help him find the one among literally thousands of poems he's looking for in his folder. He writes small out of necessity.
Because this folder, if I did everything in a regular font, regular size, it'd probably be worse than that. It'd probably take up the bottom of my footlocker.
The footlocker is the main space inmates have for personal property. Jay is 21 years into a life sentence. He killed his grandparents when he was 17. They were raising him because his mom had died of a heroin overdose. His dad was abusive and later died in prison. As it stands now, Jay will die in prison too, but he thinks he's ready for a shot at parole. Jay spoke with us on the phone because at the workshop, prisoners aren't allowed to be interviewed.
I see the person I am now, clear thinking, reasonable, rational, and I don't think really that's something new. I think that was always there within me. I just only had to discover it.
He says he discovered this through exposure to new ideas and ways of thinking and writing.
It actually made me realize that there was a whole new world opened up to me and that prison was not a barrier. It was just something to work around. That's all. Prison doesn't stop anything.
Now Jay's a published poet with a book of haiku and more than 40 other print publications.
Imagine a writing space within these walls where the paint is saturated with relative truths and subjective feelings. First impressions of oppressive living and smiling cruelty, temporarily suppressed by well-placed words.
You can find more poetry from the workshop at our website. It's interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler produced the show. Special thanks to Peter Payette this week. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Morgan Springer. See you next time.
If I was a poem, I'd be a stanza, segregated from some, but integrated with all, showing depth, versatility, tradition, growth, wisdom, humor, sarcasm, hope, love, despair, lust, loneliness. If I was a poem, I'd be the coldest.